A peacefire coach minister does not enter conflict as a hero, fixer, judge, or savior. The minister enters as a servant who is learning to live in God's presence. That matters because conflict changes the way we see. When a person is angry, wounded, afraid, ashamed, or defensive, the world can feel very small. The other person becomes the problem. The last conversation becomes the whole story. Winning can begin to feel like righteousness. Being understood can begin to feel like survival. The peacefire coach minister must be formed differently. Romans 12 calls believers to offer themselves to God and be transformed by the renewing of the mind. That is not just a private devotional idea, it is ministry preparation. A renewed mind helps the practitioner slow down, listen well, and resist being pulled into the wildfire. When God's presence shapes the practitioner's perspective, several things change. First, the minister does not panic. Conflict may feel urgent, but not every urgent feeling is from the Holy Spirit. Some urgency comes from fear, control, or the desire to end discomfort quickly. A peacefire coach minister learns to breathe, pray, and ask, "Lord, what is mine to do right now?" Second, the minister does not take ownership of what belongs to someone else. The client's choices belong to the client. The other person's response belongs to the other person. The final outcome belongs to God. The minister's role is faithful presence, wise questions, biblical encouragement, role clarity, and appropriate referral when needed. Third, the minister does not confuse peace with pressure. God's peace does not require someone to pretend harm did not happen. It does not require unsafe access. It does not erase consequences. The presence of Christ gives courage to tell the truth with love and patience. Fourth, the minister keeps returning to humility. Philippians 2 points us to the mindset of Christ who humbled himself in obedience. The peacefire coach minister is not above the process. The minister also has desires, fears, blind spots, and temptations. A practitioner who cannot be corrected will eventually become dangerous in conflict care. So before helping others return to the peacefire, the minister must return there personally. A helpful question is this: am I trying to serve this person from the presence of Christ, or am I trying to manage this situation from my own anxiety? That question can save a ministry. Peacefire ministry is not powered by personality, cleverness, or control. It is sustained by abiding in Christ. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." That is not discouraging. It is freeing. The peacefire coach minister does not need to be the flame. The minister learns to stand near the peacefire of God's presence and help others notice the next faithful step. As you prepare your own practice, ask God to form your perspective before he expands your influence.